Dearest patrons, it is with deepest sorrow and regret that we must announce that our Lord and Saviour, Adam the Bulge Burgess, is no longer with us.
No, R.I.P. Sad demise.
It appears today that he has come to a sticky end in a shitty situation. Any other puns may be used here. And he's still stuck in his fucking lorry. He's got his lorry stuck in mud.
Yeah. So he's,
with a tank full of shit on back.
Yeah, he is stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
As my brother said, someone should run between his legs.
Yeah, and unstuck him.
And unstickerized him.
But you know, the problem is, I guess, they're fucking on the head, wouldn't they, if they try and run between his legs.
Knock a man out, that
way. Yeah, bloody hell.
Roast.
Be like a slalom between his legs.
Chicane between his legs, there is.
Yeah, so poor old Bulge. Unfortunately, he's not with us this evening again.
Again?
Yeah. I would imagine even if he was unstucked from the mud in time, after that, it really... really would have been a struggle for him to put on any sort of entertainment.
We'd be in a sticky situation now.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. We'd be, are you okay, mate? No. Just checking is all. I was going to make a joke about it. Is that okay? He'd have been angry.
He'd have been proper fuming.
Can't blame him, mine.
Happened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What a cunt time for that to happen. Yeah. But then there's no good time either, is there, really?
Well, no.
11?
I guess if you didn't really want to work for the day...
First thing, yeah.
Like 9 o'clock,
yeah.
Second drop, stuck's a stuck thing.
Yeah.
And then stuck there till bloody...
Yeah.
2 o'clock before someone comes and drags you out.
'Tis hardly worth me carrying on at this time.
Fuck this. Yeah. I'm not working till 8 o'clock. I've been up since 3.
Good.
Yesterday. And other lorry driver-isms.
Other-isms, yeah.
And, yeah. But to get stuck, I'm assuming, probably on either the last or one of his last tips.
Yeah.
Before heading back to yard.
He couldn't have been far away from being done, could it? Well, because we normally meet here
for
5.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's it, you know. That must have been
his last one, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God. Come out of here now. Beep, beep, beep. Psh, psh, psh. Sink. Nah.
Fucking come on!
Oh, I mean, I...
Lord, Terry, put it in reverse!
Well, that's where he went wrong, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So no Bulge?
No, unfortunately.
We've not heard from him. At like 5 o'clock, he still hasn't even been...
No, but his replies were very short.
Yeah, shorter than normal. Some might say.
Who knows? So yeah, I do genuinely feel for him on that, because that is a bullshit way to finish the day, isn't it?
Honestly, yeah.
And obviously, it's not that much of a drama if you're somewhere where there is a telehandler 200 yards from you, mm-hmm. or similar, and they've got a chain, and they go, "Cop, I wouldn't have done that."
First day in the job,
all of those, and you go, "Yeah, just fucking pull me out, you dick." You know, get pulled out. Cheers, boss, and off you go.
Yeah.
Well, that was a 20-minute inconvenience, yeah. But by the sounds of it, he's like
somewhere
on his own.
Yeah. Well, 2 hours had passed, and no one had been to pull him off or out.
Ooh.
Hello.
Big old job, that one.
That's a fair... You need a telehandler for that.
Bloody would.
Right.
So, anyway. What do you know?
Not a lot. Famously, not a lot.
Not a lot.
What do you know?
Well, we found out something a minute ago.
You did?
Bloody shocked to I.
Well, shocked me when I found out too. Yeah. So I couldn't wait to tell you.
Bloody... staple of a game, Skittles.
Yeah.
According to Wodge, who, I mean, somehow Wodge seems to be very well versed in ball flinging to pins sports. I don't know what other ball and pin sports there are, but no doubt he's good at it.
Well, there's only two. Well, there's three, actually. There's the table Skittles. Have you seen that before?
And that's the one with the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you type in on Google... Hang on, do you want to say it first before I actually give it away? But oh. Anyway. Yes, go on.
So apparently Skittles is only really a Southwestern game.
What's
primarily.
What's wrong with the front pin? Nah, 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 and all that shit.
Yeah. Lead and roll.
What's the Blackbird one? It's offensive, isn't it, if I remember correctly?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of ours. No.
What, the Lemonade Lifestyle?
No, no. Obviously, I said Rashford, that I used
Skittle
to,
Club.
I used to play Skittles.
Yeah, you're a Skittles man. I was a sticker-upper.
I was a half-decent Skittler, I was.
Doesn't look like a hard game, but you'd be surprised.
Oh,
it is
bloody hard. Mm-hmm. It is bloody hard.
Well, and it's also in a pub, and if you come last, then you're just going to get
ridiculed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But the other problem with with Skittles is the fact that there is no continuity between each alley, each ball, each pin. It's like...
Yeah. Well, I stuck up in more than one venue. And, yeah, totally fucking different from one to the other.
I mean, the pub, the our home ground pub...
Brushford?
No.
Okay. No.
Our home ground pub, we had two alleys in there.
Were you friends with both of them, or...?
One of them was all right, the other one, not so much.
Right.
Bit brown.
Well, I was thinking it, and John said it. Oh, that was a bit brown.
And both of those, you had a specific ball and pin combination, and alley. So the left alley had the bigger pins, and the right alley had... the pins that were a little bit smaller, but the balls on the right alley were better because they were a bigger rubber, and the ones on the left alley, the ball wasn't as good. It was a bit too small for your hand.
Well, because that's the other thing, is they're rubber... Well, they're not rubber balls. It's coated in like a rubber...
Yeah, some of them.
Some of them fucking wood.
Yes.
Like coconuts, isn't
they? Yeah, literally.
But like fresh balls, lovely. Sail down, one of them.
Yeah.
But you get one that's got like a weird kink in it.
And the amount that have got chunks taken out of them.
Yeah, who's been eating this?
Yeah. And obviously, the which I know this is the same for every sport, really. But what I always found interesting when you play Skittles is nobody throws the ball in the same way either.
No.
You know, and they've all got their own little starting procedure, shall we say. You know, I was the same.
Yeah.
I used to have to stand
in hand, get all that.
No, that wasn't. Not like, so William, Wendy Miller.
Yeah.
He was him all over. He would stand there and spin it and spin it and spin it and spin it. I would probably do it once, maybe twice, just to get the weight of the ball as such. But yeah, I always used to stand at the back left edge of the run up bit of the alley.
Right.
And start from there. And it didn't matter if I was throwing at the full pack or just one pin or two pins over whichever side of the... I would always have to stand back there.
Right. Which you wouldn't adjust accordingly then.
No, I don't know why. It was just...
We got
I always found
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I always found it...
Not rolling it between your legs. You can just that way a bit.
Yeah, basically.
So I feel like, actually, now that we know it is only a Southwestern thing, we should probably give some... So it's nine pins, isn't it? It's not ten.
Nine pins in
the shape of a diamond.
Yeah.
Three sort of coconut-shaped balls coated in a sort of rubber... What is it? Like an elasticy.
Yeah, it's just like a soft rubber
basically.
Yeah.
And you have two pre-teenage children down the bottom with broken shins.
Yeah.
And
smashed teeth.
Yeah, and generally an old mattress at the back to catch the pins.
Yeah, or air bales.
Oh, you had air bales, did he?
Yeah.
No, he was an old mattress with some like thick leather over it sort of thing. And then like a chute so you can return the balls back to the players.
Yeah.
And generally scores kept on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned chalkboard, which always have a penis drawn on it at some stage.
Yeah.
Or such and such is gay, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, that's it. Three balls.
Yeah.
Lob them down.
Yeah. Six hands. Well, This is where obviously some leagues play different rules.
Oh, okay.
So, like, one of my old friends, Alicia, she played in the Minehead League, and she always used to. I always used to talk to her about it because obviously I was playing at the same time.
Yeah.
And I knew that she'd play on a Thursday night, so I'd message her Friday. Oh, how'd you get on last night?
Yeah.
And she'd say, oh, yeah, I scored a, you know, 67 or something.
Right.
And I'd always be like, she must be fucking good, mind.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I was an half-decent player.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty decent. And, you know, like, for me, a decent, fair to middling score was sort of mid-60s.
Right.
And that was because we used to play six hands. So you'd have six goes, basically.
Okay.
But she was always, like, 60s, 70s, high 70s and whatever. And I thought, she must be fucking good.
Mm.
And then it turned out that they played eight hands.
Right.
And I was like, oh, well, fuck me. You get another six balls than I do. You fucking shit.
Oh, but you're really good. You litter.
Yeah, basically that.
So let's just say, right, because I don't actually know the rules to an extent. I mean, throw balls at pins, it's not that hard. But if you hit all nine down, I know you can have a spare and all that shit.
Yeah.
So if you hit all nine down with your first ball,
yeah,
then what happens?
They get stick them up. And ready for your second.
And you knock them all down again, then what happens?
Yeah, putting up.
You go again.
Yeah.
So there's a potential 27.
27.
Rare. That's like a nine darter, isn't it?
But yeah.
You could get a 27 on each go.
I had three 27s in the times I was playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking get on, boy. I'd be happy with 27 at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Is the front pin bigger?
No. So this is the thing. Is that
it's always
you, depending on where you play, you have knobby,
yeah,
which is the middle pin, which has normally got a king's hat on the top,
right,
crown, if you will,
as it's otherwise known.
Yeah, but at the same time, not all alleys have the knobby.
I don't think I've ever seen the knobby. It's not when I've stuck up or when I've seen it. It's always just got tape around one of the pins.
Yeah,
and I couldn't remember. I thought that went at the front, but obviously it goes in the middle of the down.
And obviously, what, like, this is exactly what I'm talking about with the fact that every alley is different.
Yeah.
So on our home alley, obviously we used to stick up, but we used to stick up ourselves.
Oh, really?
Stick it up ourselves. Yeah.
That was after.
Yeah. And we knew which pins were best.
Yeah.
So obviously when it was our turn,
yeah,
we would put the good pins at the front because they roll better, because they haven't got flat spots on them.
Right, yeah.
And little things, like really little things, that if you put the middle pin with the stripes on it or the knobby, if it was home team, you'd put it with the flat at the front. Because when it gets knocked,
yeah,
it's at least going to roll a little bit before it lands on the flat.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's away team, we would turn it so that the flat's at the back.
That has brought back a core memory that I seem to remember one of the home players saying, listen, right, when it's our turn, make sure you fucking do this. Yeah, but when it's them, fuck them.
Yeah.
Now, how would you describe to our non-Southwest listeners, which is about 5% aren't from the Southwest, how would you describe the shape of the pin? Because there must be a name for it. You're better with words than I am, famously.
Well, if you imagine a 10-pin bowling pin, extend it slightly, make it taller, but then chop the top off of it. So it's like a teardrop, but it's not a teardrop.
No, it's sort of like bigger in the middle one.
Yeah, it's like a...
So it kind of goes like that, doesn't it? That's terrible.
It's like a...
Oh, you're going that way.
If you described someone with an hourglass figure...
Yeah, I was about to say...
Core. Yeah, but just start from the waist. Mm. So do the waist, the hips, and then the legs.
Yeah, good way to put it.
And that is the shape of the...
Yeah.
Don't have to do the the bust as well.
It's the turning to the mic. And you haven't heard it, but the bust. And also, yeah, famously, there's some chants of varying offensiveness that I can't seem to remember. You'd shout, let them roll, to the sticker uppers. Because,
yeah,
if it's fucking spinning towards...
Yeah.
And someone goes and grabs it, fucking let them rock. Oh, like a crime.
Yeah.
Like a sin.
Yeah. We used to, on some of the alleys where they did have sticker uppers there, you know, the young kids.
Not common then?
Not all of them, no.
Fair.
I mean, there's some that are, you know, and it's...
I actually get a fiver a time.
Yeah, well, this is it, is normally if there's some kids that want to earn a few...
My parents run the place, I hate
to. Yeah. But they want to earn a few quid, then, you know, they get a fiver or whatever and...
Some sandwiches after.
Some sandwiches after, yeah.
Yeah. That's the only reason I was there.
Yeah, but... We used to we had one lad on our team called Ryan, and he was, I mean, he was a total piss taker of anyone, anything. Mm-hmm. Everyone was fair game as far as he was concerned.
Yeah.
Didn't give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
And he used to be terrible for it. You know, there'd be no pins over on the right, but there'd be a pin rolling round on the right. And one of the sticker uppers is going to go and reach for it, and he'd go fucking mental. Whoa, fucking let him roll! And, you know, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? All of that sort of stuff. And obviously, when it's not the young kids that are sticking up, then it's, fuck off. It's not going to hit fuck all, is it? You know, but with... You used to see these, oh shit, you know, their faces like, oh, I shouldn't have picked it up, you know, and we'd all be like, don't listen to him, right? He's the last person on this team that you listen to.
Yeah. We got a complaint, my son sticks up and, Ryan says something. Oh, don't listen to Ryan. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Do not.
Ah, right, well, this is your first mistake.
Was it fairly raucous when you played?
Oh, yeah, for us.
I just seem to remember it being raucous. I mean, I was too young, but...
And this was one of the things we, especially when we went up into Division One, which we fucking rocketed through.
Did you?
Yeah. We went Division Two. We were Division Three.
Yeah.
When we were Division Three, we basically didn't have a full team.
Right.
So we had the offcasts of the, because we were the second team for the Sportsman's Inn.
Right.
And we had the offcasts of the first team. And obviously there was this... I know it might sound stupid, but there's the like connection within the group. And when you've got just two people randomly coming in and out, and they're never the same two people, and they might be shit, they might be good, and we're doing this like consistently scoring thing... And then they send us two absolute fucking wasters.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, we're fucked, you know, because they scored fucking 30 something off their six hands, and the rest of us are scoring in the 60s.
Yeah,
we'd have been fine, but the problem is the whole of the other team averaged 55. Mm-hmm. So with those two 30s that we had, were a waste of time.
Yeah,
but once we actually had an established full team, we topped Division Three, so effectively on the year that we were our own team and we sorted our own games and etc. We topped Division Three, next season topped Division Two.
Fucking hell.
And then next season topped Division One.
Bloody hell, back to back.
Yeah, we were and us was in the bloody newspaper and everything.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because we were the only team to not lose a single away game.
Fucking hell.
Yeah,
that's
we beat everyone away.
Bloody hell.
And yeah, I think the year that we won Division One, we only actually lost one game at home.
Jeez.
And
do you play on Wednesdays?
I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was Wednesdays, actually.
Yeah. Sometimes I used to do it. Sticker up in.
I think it was
How
Wednesdays.
How far would you go then? How far?
Oh, well, obviously at the time, it was fine because I lived in Brushford.
Yeah.
So up to the Sportsman's, which was our home ground pub.
That alley.
15 minutes, maybe 20.
What, from Brushford to the pub?
From Brushford to the pub, yeah.
Yep.
And then on some of the further games, which would be like the South Moulton, so that's like 40-ish minutes.
Right.
So a little bit of a trek, but not. But that would be on a bad.
Yeah.
If we're the far end of.
Yeah, that's not every week though, is it?
No, no.
Right. How many teams to a league then? Must be, cause you don't play. Oh, it's a winter thing, isn't it?
Yeah, winter. There are summer leagues, but
yeah, that's what threw me off. But like, I work in the pub trade in and around the pub trade. I've done like my whole life.
Yeah.
And like, I know that like talking about landlords and everything else. Like, oh, you know, summer's out. But you know, Skittles are starting on Wednesday, so hopefully that should bring it. You know, they like a drink. Yeah, hopefully that'll be good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I found out it's only Southwest thing. I thought, well, what do the other fucking pubs do then?
Yeah.
I just knew it was a winter thing. You know, the summer, you had the sun. Winter, Skittles and Christmas.
Yeah.
And then it all just fucking goes around and comes around.
Yeah.
How old were you when you played then?
Well, I was still playing when I first moved in to Wellington.
Really?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Up till, well... I say
eight,
that.
8, 9 years ago?
Yeah, it certainly feels about 4 years ago. Yeah. It most certainly was not.
But no. So I was still playing then.
Mm.
But I would only play a few games once I moved to Wellington.
Yeah.
Because like even like the Rackenford game, which was probably one of the better games for me to get to from Wellington, because it's just up the stink road. But even that was like 35 minutes, and that was the closest one. And then obviously you start getting South Moulton, North Moulton, Winsford, Withypool, and you're like...
Work tomorrow.
Work tomorrow.
Did you have a drink?
Well, not once I moved to Wellington. Yeah, I'd have a pint.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like...
Shame you're playing in Devon.
Yeah.
Zebin in Devon, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. No, so yeah, I did play quite a lot.
Well, next time I'm in a pub that's got a Skittle Alley, which will be probably tomorrow, I'll make me sound like an alcoholic. Then I work in the pub trade, I should explain. I'll take a picture of it. Have a Commonwealth Garden Skittle Alley.
Yeah, and you need to have a look at the pins as well. So you're bi. Let's have a bit.
Let's get a look at you.
Let's get a look at your Greta pins.
Have a look at your penis. Well, any other? You said talk about sports.
Yeah,
earlier,
I thought we were throwing ideas around.
Many ideas to talk about. You know, we had to narrow it down.
Gosh, oof. Literally oof. Inundated.
Inundated.
Yeah. No, I just thought that, you know, if you wanted to talk about the sort of sports that you like that people might not know, other than Formula One, BTCC, etc., etc. obviously, you touched on the Arrows.
Yeah, darts become quite the dartsman. Still, never played that. I do wish I'd done more. I've never really.
That's one of the good things with living where I did, because I was in pool leagues, dart leagues, skittle leagues.
Yeah, but had they discovered fire then, either? Do you know what I mean, where you live? Because you didn't have no electricity, did you?
Fuck all. Twice a week, us did. When the dynamo van would drive through.
Yeah, fuck all else to do.
No, but
I've never done anything.
That's a good thing.
It annoys me. I need to get into something.
Yeah.
That isn't cars. Because
you got the other thing you've got to bear in mind is that I had my first car when I was 12.
Yeah.
Because we had a little paddock and I had permission to drive on the fields that are connected to the house because I live in the middle of fucking nowhere, you know.
That's like get about anyway, isn't it? Via the fields.
Yeah, basically.
genuinely.
Oh, yeah.
Away back from cricket.
Yeah. But genuinely, I used to drive my mum and dad to the pub.
Really? Via the fields?
Through the fields.
Fuck's sake. And then in evenings, were you a scarecrow or something? Go away, birds. Jump on, mum and dad. I was going to the pub.
Yeah.
That's mad. I mean, I'm from Devon, so I get it.
Yeah.
But if you're like from, I don't know, like Boston, Lincolnshire or something.
Yeah.
Well, it's Lincolnshire, isn't it?
Yeah. They're all a bit quite backwards. Greeny, yeah.
I was even listening to this. For a bean can.
Yeah, probably. A bit of string.
Oh, hell.
HD string, mind.
4K string upgrade. Oh, hell. Yeah, arrows. Darts, as it's otherwise known.
Mm.
Because, well, like you, I believe, and the rest of the nation, I got into it when bloody Luke Littler was on the scene.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched darts for years.
I've never watched it. I'm terrible for this with a lot of things, is I would watch, like, Dart's Angriest Moments on YouTube and go, cool, blimey. Do you know what I mean? And see the odd sort of clip that, that everyone else had seen, fan or
I
not.
I can't speak!
Yeah, a bit of that.
Yeah.
Ted Anke, you've seen that one?
Yeah.
Who's in charge, me or the devil? I'm in charge. No score! maybe not. He was a nonce, did you know that?
Oh.
Very interesting character. Well, I say very interesting. No. Wait. Rewind. Well, famous for three things, actually. One was the whole who's in charge, me or the devil thing.
Yeah.
No score. He had a stroke, televised stroke while playing darts, which is quite unpleasant to watch. And then relatively pleasant to watch until he realised that he was a fucking kiddie fiddler, basically. Mm. Like, banged up and all sorts. Like, disgraced. So, yeah, that took a turn.
Yeah.
yeah, so I kind of... I wouldn't say even followed it, but was aware of darts and kind of knew who was what. And I knew the history of darts because there was this whole PDC, BDC sort of thing and a spin-off of that. And, you know, but yeah. And then Luke Littler came on the scene and I kind of was a bit more interested.
Interested, yeah.
My brother became very interested. Bought a dartboard and everything else because of the whole Luke Littler thing. Became even closer with Benny, morning.
Ah.
And then his whole family are into the darts. Subtle. Very subtle. We've said this before. Other podcasters grabbing the mic and moving it around. That was John's. How much did you move that mic then?
Maybe 1.5 inches. Maybe.
At best. Anyway. Benny's family's big into the darts. So obviously went to go watch the darts. Follow the darts. I try to watch it every Thursday when it is on. If I'm free. But darts definitely...
you like the snooker as well, don't you?
Big snooker fan, yeah. Massive snooker fan. Been to watch snooker. Bit different to dance, atmosphere-wise.
Yeah, I've never been to see snooker.
Have you not?
No.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's intense. Very intense. But yeah, I've been a snooker fan for years and years and years. I used to play as a kid. It was the only time I've ever...
What, snooker?
Yeah.
Oh, fair play to you.
Do you know what?
I've fucking tried it many a times.
But that's why I enjoy watching it. It's because it just...
Oh, the level of skill.
Unbelievable. You can't explain it to people. Until they try it, you know. I was watching blokes put balls in pockets. Well, that's a different thing I watch.
Yeah. Never mind my search history, right?
It was John, all right? He keeps doing it. He searched for midgets once. But until you play it, you don't get it.
No.
And, yeah. Like, especially watching someone like Ronnie on a... You know, when he's on it.
Oh, yeah.
Or even just watching his record, 147. It just looks so easy.
Yeah.
And you just know that it's not.
No.
I used to play in Holberton.
Right.
Local knowledge. On the outskirts of Zantford, Peveril. And I used to walk from Willand. If my parents couldn't drop me off, right. I used to play with my mate Tom Dibble.
Dibble.
Yep. Who, funnily enough, is married to a police officer.
Oh.
And Dibble was... Another name for the police, because of Top Cat, if you remember.
Yes.
A cartoon from the 60s. Times was hard when I was younger.
Yeah.
I used to walk there. If my parents couldn't take me in or drop me off. And I tell you what, right? I think I've probably touched on this before. But two tables I used to have. How would you describe that? Sort of lengthways two tables. Not side by side. In a row.
Yeah, in line.
In line. Two tables in line, basically. It's before the smoking ban.
Oh.
Come the end of the night, you couldn't see the other table.
No.
And there wasn't a yawning chasm between them. Enough room for two players to comfortably be able to play.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see the other table. Mad, isn't it? Isn't that mad? I'd love to get back into playing.
Yeah.
I did always sort of say to myself, I'm going to put that down. I did always say to myself, like, you know, with the new business and stuff, I thought, well, when it takes off, I'd like to just, you know, like you did with golf.
Yeah.
So sort of, do you know what? Got a bit of an early finish today. I wonder if I could and also kind of get, you know, get some tuition or something.
Yeah.
Something like that, because anyone can go and hit balls around.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise known as an orgy. But anyone can do that, but I'd like, would like to get into it genuinely, possibly in the future. But yeah, big snooker fan. I do watch that fairly religiously. I do kind of follow football. I know you don't at all, do you?
No.
No.
No, I honestly, I couldn't... If you named me five very famous players, I couldn't tell you the fuck they played for, what they looked like, nothing.
You could name some. You know who Wayne Rooney played for.
Oh, no, no, I'm talking current.
Yeah. Well, Trent Alexander-Arnold's gone to Real Madrid on a free transfer today, announced today. Isn't that mad?
Who's he?
It was a Liverpool legend. And then right at the end of his sort of tenure, just fucked off to Real Madrid on a free transfer. And has basically just cut all ties of being a sort of hailed as a Liverpool legend.
Right.
Mad. Absolutely mad.
A bit like Steven Gerrard. Because he was Liverpool, wasn't he?
He was Liverpool, yeah. I don't think he left though, did he?
I don't know.
I do follow football. I'm not football mad. I don't understand how people... It's not a personality trait.
No.
You know, just... You don't have to... I know people that are like fucking miserable if their team loses.
Yeah.
Like my mate Lewis, he's a Bournemouth fan. And they're doing all right at the minute. Fair play to him. But like... Be all and end all to him. Really is. And I'm like, there's more going on in the world.
Yeah.
You know, to get that like... Weekend fucked if his team loses.
Yeah.
And oh, the status, the stuff he puts on Facebook... I'm like, you're a grown man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Shut up.
Yeah. No, I've never been that involved with any sport that it would really like piss me off, if you know what I mean. Like, don't get me wrong, in the there and now, then
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck did you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you pass it to him? Or what? Oh, fucking hell. How did you miss that?
Done.
Yeah. Game's over, shaking hands. Oh, well, that was shit.
Yeah.
Right, what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew someone that basically if their team lost, they'd go upstairs into their... A grown man would go up to his room and just sulk, and you wouldn't see him till tea time. Oh, he's fucking mad, isn't it? Which almost puts me off wanting to follow football because people are so into it.
Yeah.
I'm a bit like, calm down. But I do follow it. To an extent, I'm a bit of a fair weather fan, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
As I say that, I'm going to watch football tomorrow with Benny, if you fancy it. No? Okay, fine. It's Willand Rovers. Summit to doing it.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I do.
I think it's this Saturday I'll be at Columpton Rangers.
Oh, yeah? Why?
We sponsor them by.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get on.
So they're having their... One of their sponsorship days.
Oh, are they? What have you got, like a board down there?
Board and uniform.
Oh, really? What, Phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
Bloody hell. Why is Phoenix always spelt wrong?
Because people don't know how to spell.
It is mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway. We've seen all sorts.
F-E-E-N-I-X.
Phoenix.
And no one, please tell me no one's tried to spell it with an F.
Yeah. Genuinely.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Like I say, F-E-E-N-I-X. Phoenix. It's like phonetic, I guess.
I can see what you were trying to do there.
It's like they've gone, how do you spell... Oh, fuck that. Phoenix. Bye. But, I mean, we seem to have the three hardest words to spell in our name. Because the amount of times people misspell performance.
Performance?
No, it's more P-E-F-O-R-M-A-N-C-E. I don't know why, but so many people miss the R off.
Oh, I'll be honest with you, I was like, that sounds
that's
right to me.
That's how you spell it. I think what it is that you're so busy concentrating that it's P-E-R-F-O-R-M.
Yeah.
And you don't realise that you've missed the R.
Mm.
But exhaust as well is another one that we see spelt in all kinds of... And you, like some of the stuff, when it arrives, you think, how did that even get here?
Yeah. God. But Phoenix, though, I mean, it's a weird word to spell at the best of times.
Yeah, it is really, yeah.
But, I mean, you'd allow people getting the E and the O the wrong way around. You'd allow that.
But yeah.
2 E's and everything else.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
You say that, though. My company's called Clear Beer. Okay? Nice and easy. Clear Beer. I've had, like, money that's had left, been left with an envelope, and it says Beer Clear.
Yeah. You know,
that's fair enough. If you'd like to just read that out for me.
B... I mean, to be honest, it looks like a K, but B-E-R-R-C-L-E-A-N. Berkeley.
It's, yeah. It's called Clear Beer, and I got an envelope with Berkeley written on it. Berkeley. And that's not from Berkeley.
Want us to clean your burrs?
You got a burr needs cleaning? Us is your man. Well, my name's Niall, so that gets spelt wrong all the time.
Yeah, Nail.
Neil.
Yeah.
I always want to full name you in our group chat when you're being a prick, which is a lot of the time, which you'll admit. But I'm too scared, because I don't think you know how to spell your own name, do you?
You ask me this all the time.
I know, but there's so many different ways to spell Jonathan. Well, there's not, but there's so many potential ways to spell Jonathan. And I'm unjustified, have a reputation, and I said this already wrong. Already wrong.
This is going swimmingly.
Oh, shit, I haven't hit record. Unjustifiably, I'm made out to be a moron in our group chat, on the Discord, and on the podcast. So if I then try to come back at you, probably one of the wittiest men I know, by full naming you.
Yes, and Jonathan, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Just fuel, whoosh, fire, gone, engulfed.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Lord.
But no, back to the topic that's, at hand. Yeah. How far through are we?
15 minutes. It's faces like that as why I wanted to record this. 37 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Done all right. I don't think it's been too shit either.
No.
But no, just
skills too long.
Just very briefly then, I'll say...
Yeah, what's your sports?
I follow the rugby.
Gee.
Don't really know how it's gay, but...
It is gay. Don't you dare... You'll get a bit... Do you ever play rugby?
Well, you know the answer to that question.
Oh, yeah.
I've spoken about it.
I was going to say, yeah. Did you do weird shit in the shower?
Yeah.
There you go.
But footballers probably do the same.
They probably do.
But they probably
do it
lovingly is the difference.
Yeah, they mean it.
Yeah. When they're weeing on each other in the shower at football.
I don't think they do that.
100%.
I've played football in the
past. One of them's actually on their knees drinking it.
I've played football when I was... I mean, admittedly, I was a lot younger. But I've been around football when I was growing up.
Mm.
Not that gay in the showers. Bit gay on the pitch, bit rolly around. Oh, wow. It's, you know. But you call the ref sir and all this stuff. That's a bit... Oh, sir. But he pushed me. It's like that Joe Marler and... What's he called? The Blondie. He grabs him by the throat, doesn't he? Sprays his water
bottle. Oh, Faf. Faf de Kock.
Nope. English player.
The English player?
There's two English players. Yeah. And he sprays his bottle at him and Joe Marler grabs him. What's he called? My brother. He's not a patron.
Haskins, wasn't it?
Haskins,
James,
that's it.
James Haskins.
Yeah. He goes up to the ref. I mean, they take the piss out of him for it quite a lot. But he goes, but sir, if you want it back, sir, he grabs him by the scrum, and it's just a bit gay. Oh, but then also saying that, the way the football players speak to the referee, cunts.
Yeah.
I've said it twice in this episode, but there's just no need.
Yeah.
Like chasing him around, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry. You play gay sports.
So, yeah, I follow the rugby. Little bit of horse racing, not much, but I sort of follow it a little bit as such.
What do you think? I've been kind of not looking into it, but showing an interest. Mm. I mean, I went to the Cheltenham Gold Cup a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Back when I was running the big
Good
dollars.
Good day out.
Good day out. Wasted a lot. Well, wasted. I lost a lot of money. Still a fantastic day in mind.
Yeah.
You know, even if I didn't have that money to lose, it still would have been great. I'd highly recommend it to anyone, into horse racing or not.
Yeah.
I should go, I have to go to a local one.
You go point to point.
Who's he? Point to point? What's wrong with Exeter race course?
Yeah.
What's point to point then?
Well, it's the...
Don't tell they race from one point to another point.
Well, I mean, technically, yes, but...
Sprint race.
It's...
Hill climb.
Yeah, it's like the local horse racing events.
Oh, I see.
If you know what I mean,
right. Well, like village proper.
Yeah, but I mean, normally it's still a big event if you catch my drift. So like you, there's a big one that happens at Wiveliscombe, Milverton area,
right?
In between the two, there's a big point to point that happens there.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's the village version of it,
yeah, still
what you'll find an awful lot of is that some of the bigger trainers will take some of their horses there as like pre-season testing.
Right, I'm with you.
Effectively,
okay. Because that's the thing of horse racing. Just thinking about it now is locally there's one at Exeter.
Yeah.
There's one at Taunton.
Yeah.
Newton Abbott.
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it, really?
I
mean, Biggins.
Yeah. Is there one at Plymouth? I can't remember now.
I don't think there is, but...
I don't know. But, yeah. Exeter and Taunton are pretty decent.
Yeah. I've never been to either.
Oh, haven't you?
I went to Taunton Racecourse for a COVID test.
For fireworks.
Oh, no, that's a football club. Rugby club, wasn't it?
They do it at Taunton Racecourse as well.
So... Yeah, because
And then also I watched the golf. Which...
You're so middle class.
That's what I've been brought up around,
isn't
it?
Darts and snooker for me.
Yeah, I watched darts and snooker.
Horse racing and golf for you.
And rugby.
And rugby, yeah.
And cricket.
Yes.
I like the cricket.
Cucumber sandwiches.
Oh yeah, my favourite bit.
So with the horse racing, yeah, I've got... Because obviously Gold Cup... what's he called, the trainer? Constitutional Hill and Jambon, whatever it was called. He had a bit of a shitter, didn't he? Nick? No, the jockey's Nico de Boinville or something he's called. I quite like him. No one likes him because he's a bit of a prat, a bit of a posh prat.
Mm.
But I quite like him. The only issue I have with horse racing is it just feels very fixed to me.
Hey.
Because you can't you?
Well,
if you've got a fucking hell of an horse, goes like fuck, right? It's not uncommon. Now, this doesn't happen every single time, don't get me wrong, but it's not uncommon to just like, don't give it everything. Give her 50% throttle.
Yeah.
Come sixth. Come fourth. Come sixth. Come fourth. Win. Do you know what I mean? It just seems so easily manipulable.
Yeah, I guess it is to an extent, but obviously you can't odds...
I say that like... Three famous snooker players haven't been done for match fixing in the last 10 years, but
yeah, you know, you also can't odds the unexpected shit.
No,
horses falling.
Yeah,
is a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be hanging back in sixth, and then three of them fall on the last jump.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, fuck. Now I'm in second.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. I might as well win.
Yeah.
You know, and go for it.
I might as well win.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, professional sport, find me one that isn't fixed. Really.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know, to an extent, darts is the same. There's been plenty of players.
Yeah, true.
That have,
I think this is because the reason why...
MMA is another one.
Yeah.
Loads of that. Boxing, obviously.
Yeah, famously.
Renowned for it.
Well, I think the only reason... why it's such an issue with horse racing, for me, and probably a lot of people, is the fact that it does revolve so much around the bookies, doesn't it?
Oh, fuck me.
Whereas, like, a boxing 100%. Match is a boxing match.
Yeah.
You go to watch horse racing to have a bet.
Yeah.
You, really. You don't have to, but it's kind of... Well, they're hand in
given,
hand,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's hand in hand. So, but yeah, you're a bit of a boxing...
Yeah, I'm a bit of a fair weather boxing
fan. Big fight.
I watch the big bouts and stuff like that.
Well, I'm actually going to watch, as a birthday present for my brother, which I'm very, very grateful for. I'm going to watch Conor Benn and Chris Eubank Jr.
Oh, nice.
Junior. So that should be quite good.
That will be good.
Because
that will be good.
I mean, if the fight's shit, at least the build-up's been good.
Yeah.
There is that.
Yeah, but I mean, at least there you have got all the undercard fights.
Yeah.
You know, there will be some... One of them will be good.
Yeah.
You can bet your bottom dollar.
Yeah.
You know, at least one of them will be good.
Yeah.
You know, so...
So, are you going to get into golf this year? Are you planning on getting...
You
haven't played for a little while, have you?
No, it's probably a year since... Well, it'll be knocking the door for a year.
Yeah.
Since I've played. But yeah...
When the weather's nice, you must think...
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, even at the weekend just gone. You know, you think, oh, that would have been that would have been a good day.
Yeah.
Because the other thing as well is that obviously you've got to take into account with golf the wind. And it it's because of the type of game that it is.
Yeah.
It's like playing a totally new course, you know, when the wind's up. Because it's you can go and play through the middle of the heat wave. You could go and play 10 times with a 2 mile an hour breeze.
Yeah.
And you can pretty much, with your eyes closed, know that I'm going to hit driver off the tee. And on the first hole at Tiverton, for example, I'm going to hit driver off the tee. In the summer, probably either a 5 or 6 iron, hopefully get to the green, and then
putter.
Miss the green chip, and then putt.
Bunker.
The second hole, I'm going to hit driver, short wedge, either a pitching wedge or a sand wedge. The third hole, I'm going to hit...
Was that lunch?
Yeah. I'm going to hit driver, 7 iron, and then another 7 iron to the green. The fourth, I'm going to hit a pitching wedge. The fifth, I'm going to hit... Blah, blah, blah. And you can do it with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, when you've got a 20-mile-an-hour wind that's in one direction or another, and especially if you're on one of those longer holes and it's into the wind, you've hit your driver and you're expecting to be 180 to 200 yards from the green.
Yeah.
And now, actually, you're 230 yards to the green still. And you're like, fuck. You know, so now I've got to either just play my game, hit either a 4 or 5 iron and get it 180 yards down there and then leave myself 70 yards. Or, if the lie's good, do I try and rip a 3-wood at it?
What's good?
The lie.
What's that?
Where the ball sat.
Okay, okay, that makes sense.
Because if it sat down in a dip, an iron is easier to attack with if the lie isn't very good. Whereas if it's sat on nice fluffy grass and it's...
It'll just... If you're a simpleton like me, this whole conversation is hilarious because it sounds like you're punching the bloke who took you there.
Yeah.
Over a cup of tea.
Hit the driver, yeah.
Hitting the driver with a cup of tea. Then you're getting some irons out.
Yeah, a bit of ironing.
You brought some irons along. I didn't realize it was that kind of game. I played golf once and I was terrible at it. As you'd expect for my first time.
Yeah, it's and fucking hard.
Yeah. Anyway, this is 50 minutes. What other sports? Quickly reel off.
Oh, fucking
hell. Any more? I want to get back. I didn't get into it at all, but a bit of Clare Pigeons.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of Juden.
See, again, it's a country sport. I was good at it.
Yeah.
Genuinely. If you'd have bothered coming to my stag do, you'd have seen that.
The one I couldn't come to, you mean? Because I had COVID.
Conveniently. Like Bulger's conveniently got his lorry stuck.
Did you notice something? I want to say this now on a pod.
Oh.
In the Discord, he posts up a picture of his lorry.
In the lorry driver chat?
In the lorry driver chat. Do it now on air.
Mine's still muted.
I don't know. It's not that far back.
Go away. I don't care what's new.
Yeah, I got that when I opened it a second ago.
1206.
Picture of the lorry. See it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
One of them's got a tank.
Now go to the group chat. Find the lorry that's stuck in the ditch. See what I'm seeing?
Yeah, that's the same lorry.
No, it's not. Look at the back of it.
This is the Discord.
No.
Yeah.
Find the one with the tank on it.
That one.
Yeah. When was that taken?
1206. Well, sent at 1206.
Yeah, today.
And then this one is also in the Discord.
Yeah. Different lorry.
Right. Is it a different lorry? LG74FFB.
I don't think you can see the red to the one that's stuck, can you?
Yes.
Oh, you can you?
Oh, FFE, yeah. It's the same lorry.
Oh, it's the same lorry.
Just got a different bloody back on them.
Well, cut that out then. That's getting edited. I don't edit fuck all, but I tell you now, that's getting edited.
Right, okay, so let's... Thank you so much for listening. We've dragged on So much so that we're cutting it short.
Yeah.
Well, we're cutting a section out of the back. We've just decided because it's rubbish.
Yeah, it was
literally just...
Well, waste of time, that. Boring.
Me waffling even further about golf when no one's interested. God, so
9 irons and all sorts. Yeah. Terrible. Cool.
So anyway, hope you enjoyed it up to that point.
Yeah.
Thanks for subscribing. As always, legends that you are.
Thank you so much. Sorry Bulge wasn't here. And... Sorry, we were.
Yeah. It's fucking fair.
Well, that's 50 minutes minus a bit. We cut. It's a 20-minute episode.
Yeah, it's a bit. So, yeah.
Right, bye.
Bye.